Keith Peters reporting there's been a change of status for the so-called go-broke dates for Medicare and Social Security.
The annual Social Security and Medicare trustees report says an improving economy is in part the reason for the pushback. Medicare's go-broke date for its hospital insurance trust fund was moved back 5 years to 2036. Social Security's trust fund, which covers old age and disability recipients, will be unable to pay full benefits beginning in 2035 instead of last year's estimate of 2034. Social Security Administration Commissioner Martin O'Malley called the report a measure of good news, but Congress still needs to act in order to avoid what is now forecast to be, in absence of any action, a 17% cut to people's Social Security benefits. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Israel began striking targets in the southern Gaza town of Rafah today. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says President Biden reiterated the U.S. view on an Israeli ground operation in Rafah during a call with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
We've been consistent, and the president was consistent again this morning, that we don't support ground operations in Rafah that would put the majority or even any of the civilians there at any greater risk. We want to see their safety and security allowed for and factored in.
Israel says it will continue negotiations for a ceasefire. The high-stakes diplomatic moves and military brinkmanship left a glimmer of hope alive for an accord that could bring at least a pause in the 7-month-old war that has devastated the Gaza Strip. Pro-Palestinian protesters blocked by police from accessing an encampment at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology broke through fencing to retake the area as Columbia University canceled its university-wide commencement ceremony following weeks of demonstrations. This is SRN News. Not far from Dallas, Texas, troubled teenagers are being helped by a unique nonprofit 501c3 charity called Rustic Way Ranch, which uses horsemanship to help ease emotional problems. Founder and executive director Brooke Carricker says the ranch grew out of pain her own family had experienced, tackling everything from depression to teen pregnancy and even suicide.
There's literally nothing that we had not experienced. And with that knowledge came the realization that perhaps God could use and was calling us to use all of the pain that we had experienced as a family to serve a greater purpose, which would be to help others.
From that vision, the 10-acre Rustic Way Ranch was born, but Brooke and her husband, Court, found God would give them many challenges before the ranch could become a reality. We'll hear more about that in our next segment tomorrow. This is SRN News. Europe's Airbus has established a clear sales lead over Boeing.
That's even before Boeing encountered more fallout from manufacturing troubles and ongoing safety concerns. Airbus has outpaced Boeing for 5 straight years in plane orders and deliveries. And now Boeing is facing a government-mandated production cap on its best-selling plane. Yet aviation analysts say the European company is unlikely to extend its advantage much further, despite having customers clamoring for more commercial aircraft. That's because Airbus already is making planes as fast as it can and is sold out for the rest of the decade. John Scott reporting.
The Federal Aviation Administration opened an investigation into Boeing after the beleaguered company reported workers at a South Carolina plant falsified inspection records on certain 787 planes. Boeing says its engineers have determined that misconduct did not create an immediate safety of flight issue. More details at SRNnews.com.